6. The mind-gravity circuit. The third source and center, the universal intelligence, is personally conscious of every mind, every intellect in all creation, and he maintains a personal and perfect contact with all these physical, moronial, and spiritual creatures of mind endowment in the far-flung universes. All these activities of mind are grasped in the absolute mind-gravity circuit, which focalizes in the third source and center, and is a part of the personal consciousness of the Infinite Spirit. Much as the Father draws all personality to himself, and as the Son attracts all spiritual reality, so does the conjoint actor exercise a drawing power on all minds. He unqualifiedly dominates and controls the universal mind circuit. All true and genuine intellectual values, all divine thoughts and perfect ideas, are unerringly drawn into this absolute circuit of mind. Mind gravity can operate independently of material and spiritual gravity, but wherever and whenever the latter two impinge, mind gravity always functions. When all three are associated, personality gravity may embrace the material creature, physical or moronial, finite or absonite. But irrespective of this, the endowment of mind even in impersonal beings qualifies them to think and endows them with consciousness despite the total absence of personality. Selfhood of personality dignity, human or divine, immortal or potentially immortal, does not, however, originate in either spirit, mind, or matter. It is the bestowal of the Universal Father. Neither is the interaction of spirit, mind, and material gravity a prerequisite to the appearance of personality gravity. The Father's circuit may embrace a mind-material being who is unresponsive to spirit gravity, or it may include a mind-spirit being who is unresponsive to material gravity. The operation of personality gravity is always a volitional act of the Universal Father. While mind is energy-associated in purely material beings and spirit-associated in purely spiritual personalities, innumerable orders of personality, including the human, possess minds that are associated with both energy and spirit. The spiritual aspects of creature mind unfailingly respond to the spirit-gravity pull of the eternal Son. The material features respond to the gravity urge of the material universe. Cosmic mind, when not associated with either energy or spirit, is subject to the gravity demands of neither material nor spiritual circuits. Pure mind is subject only to the universal gravity grasp of the conjoint actor. Pure mind is close of kin to infinite mind, and infinite mind, the theoretical coordinate of the absolutes of spirit and energy, is apparently a law in itself. The greater the spirit-energy divergence, the greater the observable function of mind. The lesser the diversity of energy and spirit, the lesser the observable function of mind. Apparently, the maximum function of the cosmic mind is in the time universes of space. Here, mind seems to function in a mid-zone between energy and spirit. But this is not true of the higher levels of mind. On Paradise, energy and spirit are essentially one. The mind-gravity circuit is dependable. It emanates from the third person of deity on Paradise, but not all the observable function of mind is predictable. Throughout all known creation, there parallels this circuit of mind some little understood presence whose function is not predictable. We believe that this unpredictability is partly attributable to the function of the Universal Absolute. What this function is, we do not know. What activates it, we can only conjecture. Concerning its relation to creatures, we can only speculate. Certain phases of the unpredictability of finite mind may be due to the incompleteness of the Supreme Being, and there is a vast zone of activities wherein the conjoint actor and the Universal Absolute may possibly be tangent. There is much about mind that is unknown, but of this we are sure. The Infinite Spirit is the perfect expression of the mind of the Creator to all creatures. The Supreme Being is the evolving expression of the minds of all creatures to their Creator.